This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My mother always said, don't talk with food in your mouth.
So, what are you eating?
Well, the only thing left here in the studio are those old stale crackers.
I think he plowed through the pound cake yesterday, Jen.
You know, there was very little left. I noticed that. One of the things that I could recommend to you, Dougie, is going to the store during daylight hours and getting yourself some snacks and then bringing them in with you. That might work. I mean, I know no one likes a smart aleck, but that might be okay.
No, it's a smart something else.
Why don't you just stop at Starbucks on the way? Isn't there one, like, right near you?
What,
there
open
is,
24
but it's
hours
not
a day?
24 hours, yeah.
However, it's 1 o'clock in the morning when I'm driving over here under the circumstances.
Actually, you could still catch the late-night traffic, because I think most places close at, like, 2.
Yeah, all right, well, I'll remember that, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Here I am.
That's the silver lining.
The beautiful new studios that belong to CRN Digital here in Los Angeles. Jennifer Horn's hideout or hangout during the day when she gets all of her other things taken care of. And so I'm pleased to be here to welcome in and to introduce to you those of you who are new to the program. We always have. You're always picking up new listeners. So Jennifer Horn, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And Victoria Keelan, please say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug's time while he gets to chew.
That's right.
And I'm okay with that. Thank you.
And if you could recite the alphabet.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H,
Jennifer,
I,
tell us about yourself.
It all started on a rainy day back in February 1978. Okay.
Did it really? Yesterday, it came out, by the way, to say hi to Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Kara's, like, working today.
Yes, right.
Am I?
Yeah. So, yesterday it came out that a transgender boy was kicked out of the Cub Scouts. The Cub Scouts are part of the Boy Scouts, as you'll probably know. Last year, remember, the Boy Scouts got around to ending the ban on gay and lesbian troop leaders. And now, the Boy Scouts say that their program is for children who are identified as boys on their birth certificate. What I'm wondering here, there's sometimes these things get the best of us because we pay too much attention to them. I'm wondering how many boys would, at the ages that would be qualified to be either a Boy Scout or a Cub Scout, have gone through gender transformation operations.
Well, there's no operations allowed on children. You have to be 18 to do that.
Okay. So then how does this influence or impact anybody?
Well,
what am I missing here?
If you're born with physical girl parts, but you identify as a boy, then you would want to be in the Cub Scouts, not the Brownies, wearing a dress.
Well, if you don't have the physical attributes, is that the problem? Is that what we're talking about then? So you, at 8 years of age, have decided that you're a boy and not a girl. So
right.
You can't go into the... Who at 8 years of age knows that he's a boy and not a girl?
I think a lot of... I think kids in this predicament, I think that
at
this is
eight?
More... I mean, look at the cover. Isn't it the cover of National Geographic right now? There's a transgender child on the cover that caused a lot of controversy. But yeah, I mean, from what I have heard, that, yeah, there are kids who know at a very young age.
I must be missing something. I've left... That was that part of...
Well, you know you're not in the right body. Let's put it that way.
I think there's an awareness.
There's an awareness. Yeah.
Yeah, I think people think it's crazy, but I mean, when I was a kid, I felt like a girl. I knew I was a girl, and it wasn't
right.
a question. And so I think the issue arises because they don't feel comfortable. And you wouldn't know that.
I mean, there's a... I don't know. I try to be sensitive. I try to understand this because I actually want to. But it,
you want to
really,
what, be a boy?
I want to understand. I want to understand
okay.
what the process of thought is, because I'm with you, Doug, like at eight, yeah, I mean, I was aware I was a girl, but that's because biologically I am a girl, and I don't think that there was ever like anything where I woke up and I was like, yep, still feeling like a girl today. I mean, I guess I just need to know the process, because if you did, I want to understand, but I just, I don't.
You didn't have anything, there wasn't anything telling you that something was wrong. My friend Michelle, who is a transgender woman, was born with boy parts, but knew from a very, very young age, and I can ask her at what age she really knew, but she just knew that she was in the wrong body. I mean, she said it was a daily thing that she just knew. It was like she was transplanted into another body. So, she just knew from a very young age, and I think that a lot of transgender people have that experience.
So then did they believe, okay, so then all in all, and I'm going to use your friend just specifically because we have an example here. So is she a religious person?
Her family was somewhat religious. She's from Missouri, so she was from a very small southern town, which made it more difficult. But, she said that she spent a lot of years telling her parents and her family, you know, I'm in the wrong body. I mean, she just knew that.
And I would eventually have to imagine you'd have to be really religious if you believe that your soul was dropped into the wrong physical being.
I think you make choices. Right? That's an interesting point that comes from.
I don't know that religion has ever impacted her in any way. You know your truth, I guess, and you just know I'm in the wrong body.
No, but everybody's, your truth is your truth.
But so, then we would believe in souls, and so souls would have to, I mean, is that what happens? Like, it's like a soul that's recycled, like a lot of religions believe that we come back and our soul never really goes away, so then our soul ends up in the wrong physical body. Is that what that is?
I don't know. She's not a religious person now, so I don't know. I'd have to ask her all those questions.
I mean, because truly, I want to understand. This is one thing I admit. I do not understand. I do not.
I don't think it becomes a philosophical thing until maybe later on, once everything is the way it feels natural. I just think that you just know from a young age there's something wrong. I'm in the wrong body. I'm not supposed to have these parts. And I think that
I'll give you that. Some might not. Might come at a different age, but it just seems...
Oh, yeah, I think it comes at a different age.
Pay a lot of attention to this sort of thing, and should we... it's important for people to be themselves, who they are. I think you made an important distinction, Jennifer, in looking at what one believes about his soul structure, and whether you believe, as I do, that life goes on. We were talking about this with regard to Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, and where they are and what that's all about, whether we can understand it or we can't understand it. It's very difficult for religionists who don't want to believe in anything other than what is in Scripture or what's on the printed page. Believe me, I've been around and seen now firsthand some of these areas where these stories that are in the Bible take place, and the truth has nothing to do with on the piece of paper. It just doesn't. But yet we want to believe, and we so need to tie ourselves to values and to issues that are okay to hold on to if you want to. But when you want to then affect or infect or somehow or other make your point of view what the law is or what other people should do based on something that's kind of phony or false or erroneous or whatever, I think there's a problem there. But we've become so sophisticated because everything gets parsed today. Words get parsed, nuance, the feeling, the phrase, what does this mean? And so, I wouldn't want to be a kid growing up. I look at my grandson Miles and think, what are we going to do to make sure this kid grows up to be a healthy, happy, wholesome young man and an adult? And I think it's a hell of a job today, much more so than it was when I was a kid, even when you guys were kids, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. And I wonder why. Is it because we're smarter? Is it because we have more knowledge? Is it because we just have more easier ways to communicate with each other? I don't really know what the answer to that is. But I will tell you, it's very frustrating and somewhat alarming to look around and see all of the crazy stuff that there is out there. And I'm not suggesting this is crazy. It's just nuanced to the point where we get into people's heads and their lives, and then it becomes an issue that becomes political, and ay, ay, ay. And so who has a chance to grow up and be normal? And what even is normal?
Right.
I don't even know what is normal anymore. I know what I think is normal, but I sure as heck didn't even go back to my own child. I wasn't a normal kid. I'm not a normal adult. I'm not a normal human being. So did that come from something that happened to me when I was a kid? And if we don't recognize these kids for what their sexuality is supposed to be, are they not going to be normal? Are they going to live a miserable life? I'm not living a miserable life. I have a great life. But did I grow up in a normal way? No. Am I a normal human being? I don't know. What's normal? I don't even like normalcy, frankly.
Yeah, I think there's too much of a focus on what is normal instead of just what's appropriate and what's right for each individual person.
And that comes from, Victoria, the way our school system is run, amongst other things. But then there's conformity in religion. There's conformity in the law says you've got to do this. You can not drive over 55 miles an hour, or you're not supposed to be married to two women at the same time, or you can pick these things from a tree. You know, whatever it is. And so for some people, being married to two women might be normal. I couldn't imagine why he'd want to be, but...
You don't even want one wife,
but
let alone...
There's a fine line. I mean, not to be the voice of stodginess here, but there is a fine line between celebrating people's individual qualities and celebrating individual people and a free-for-all, because humans sometimes left to their own devices. I mean, what's next? Can we start, you know, doing the Mambo with our dog? Are we going to be okay with that? Some people
I
wouldn't
do it. You wouldn't
I know.
Do it. But why
I know.
Should that be
but
against
we,
the law? Somebody wants to do the Mambo with a dog?
People that are... Well, dogs don't necessarily fight back to those kind of things. I mean...
No. Well, I always think the biggest line here is that you have to be able to give consent. And a dog is never going to be able to do that.
Oh my God,
whereas,
how did we get to bestiality?
I know. It's like when we start saying we're going to celebrate everybody's individual preferences. I mean, some people have some wacky, you know, preferences.
We could probably leave that one.
There should be some lines at some point.
Yeah, I think we made our point, and perhaps more than we needed to in terms of. My job is to be the referee here, and I think it's time for a couple of good commercials, in a matter of speaking.
It's boring 18. Over here.
Okay, 18 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know, and this lady comes over, making big moon eyes, and I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
This week at Kohl's, it's time to get moving with 25% off Nike apparel, shoes, and accessories for the family. That's 25% off Nike hoodies, tees, leggings, bags, and more. When you shop Nike at Kohl's, Yes to You Rewards members earn points to spend later on just about anything. Earn 1 point for every dollar spent. Get a $5 reward for every 100 points. Get moving to Kohl's for 25% off Nike. This week only. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/25 through 12/31. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Thank you.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Change after the hour, DJ V, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air with our musical focus. Every hour at this time, we have a musical focus. And we start the focus by focusing on Ariana Grande, who shared a story about a guy who objectified her while she was with her boyfriend this week. And then she got a bit of backlash for being hypocritical. And then she defended herself, and on and on and on it goes. And where it stops, nobody knows. And probably anybody with any common sense doesn't care. Although I guess it makes her an interesting story, Victoria. Yeah?
Well, I mean, it's
feels sick and objectified.
Yeah, I mean, this is stuff that happens all the time, and women talk about this stuff.
Yes.
I mean, this is, you know, this is a big issue, especially to younger girls as well, and she has a lot of young female fans. So she took to Twitter basically to say that, like you said, she's felt sick and objectified, and that she's not a piece of meat. And
well, the guy said, let's just tell people what the guy tweeted. Ariana is sexy as hell. Oh, man, I see you hitting that. That's what he... But he didn't send it to Mac Miller, the boyfriend. He just made a comment on his own Twitter feed, right?
No, he said this in person.
Oh, right.
Ariana was out on a date with her boyfriend, and this male fan of her boyfriend's said that to her while she was sitting right there. So that's what made her go to Twitter.
Really? How do we know that? I'm playing the devil's advocate here. How do we know this is not a promotional stunt from her? Do we know that she says this guy said it, but how do you know he really did?
I think the bigger issue is
look at all the stuff the Kardashians do. They're capable of making up with anything.
She got a backlash from this and is still fighting. You know, I don't think that this is the kind of thing that Ariana is answering.
And by the way, I agree with you and with her in the response. It is objectification. I'm just asking whether or not is it possible that she could have used something like this to get a little attention first.
Am I the stodgy old in the room? Okay, when I wear, I have big girls. Yeah. When I wear a shirt or a dress or something that showcases them, I'm I'm aware that they're out there, and it's my right to wear what I want and wear what I like and wear what I feel good in. But if someone gives me a passing glance and kind of checks them out, I don't necessarily hold that against them because they're out there for people to see. And I would say Ariana Grande, I mean, look, she gets to do whatever she wants. She's a fully empowered woman. She gets to dress however she wants, and good for her for doing that. But if someone makes a comment and says you're hot as heck, I mean, is that surprise? I mean, is that the worst thing in the world?
Well, I think the point is that her point was that people online, I think there's two separate issues. The one thing was the guy made the comment to her boyfriend like she wasn't even there. Like she's literally just a piece of meat standing there, arm candy. So that's what bothered her. When she went to Twitter to talk about it, then the secondary issue came up of, oh, but Ariana, you know, you always look really sexual in your videos and the way you dress or whatever. So her secondary point was sexuality in artistry is different from how you are in real life. It's like, and her point was she's allowed to express herself however she wants, and just because you wear a short skirt doesn't mean that, you know, you're open to sexual assault or that, you know, it's allowed.
Yeah, totally.
So I think there's two different parts of the story.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. I mean, I think, but she's empowered to dress how she wants, but people can sort of respond to that as they want too. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they're about that backlash on Twitter, because people can respond to what you put out there. That's the beauty of art, is everybody takes positive and negative stuff from it, right? So I don't know. I guess it surprises me that she would be shocked by the Twitter backlash,
given how she shows herself off. Is that what you're saying?
No, I mean, she can put it out there and people can consume it as they want, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I want to do is get people to think about the other side. This is very good, very stimulating conversation. Thank you, ladies. Victoria, Jennifer, at DJV time, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often pets' bad habits are related to their environment. Their nervous so-called hyperactive behavior may in fact be a reaction to the precious intentions of the family members around them. Animals do empathize with humans, and the preoccupied, angry, or hysterical behavior of a beloved owner may actually rub off on the dog or cat. I don't have any panaceas for human emotional ailments, but I can suggest that both pet and owner would benefit from a good exercise program. Chasing a frisbee eliminates need to chase a tail or chew on a paw. The most anxious or high-strung pets can be calmed by a dip in the ocean or a run around the park. And what appears to be a serious emotional problem may simply be a desire to release a lot of pent-up energy. You know, lack of physical fitness in an animal creates a host of difficulties, and these can worsen if not attended properly. So it's real important. Very often when your dog or cat is not behaving properly, it's just a matter of they're not getting enough exercise and enough mental stimulation. Increase it, and the problems may just disappear. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yours contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico when they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood flow. pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do.
All right, now 34 at the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Warren and Victoria Keelan, Tara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Before we get to Biff and Biff, find out what's going on in the sports world. We were earlier, if you didn't hear the last part of the program, our music segment, discussing something that involved a backlash against something that a woman, well, a man said about a woman. And so I'm looking at some of the things that are on the social media regarding Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. And all of a sudden I'm looking at this thing from Steve Martin. And I go back to what I have said consistently when it comes to people and overreaction. Whether social media creates many good things, but does it create its own infestation of rat holes? This is a rat hole into which I don't... I mean, so Steve Martin writes... Quote, when I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I'd ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well. So from that, there's a sexist undertone that people are all over him about?
People went crazy.
What is the matter
about that on social media?
Anybody here offended by that, Victoria?
If anything,
that was the right
thing? That's like the most... ultimate comment, a compliment, isn't it?
I thought it would be.
Victoria Care. I mean, if someone says you're beautiful and you're smart and, you know, talented, I mean, hello, come on.
I think I felt really bad for him because I don't think he meant anything disrespectful at all. And the bottom line is, I mean, I've heard from, you know, old guys who are older than me, you know, like my dad's age, and well, younger than that, but older guys, everyone worshipped Princess Leia in the bikini. I mean, they had the poster. I mean, so that's obviously what he's referring to, and then when he met her later on in life and realized, you know, she was a wonderful person. I don't think there's anything wrong with what he said, and I think it was people just being
okay.
I don't know, maybe because she just passed away.
Then let's go to something that is offensive, really. Cinnabon, the pastry fast food chain, posted on its Twitter feed, RIP, rest in peace, Carrie Fisher. You'll always have the best buns in the galaxy. Now, I think that's a little much.
That was
easily
in
offended,
very poor taste.
Really?
I was not offended by that at all.
I mean, offensive.
Did you see the picture that went with it? I mean, they did like her likeness, and it was like in cinnamon dust. I mean, I know it sounds funny, but it was actually really, I thought, kind of cool looking, and I was surprised that people went crazy about that. I mean, the Legos people released a picture of their Princess Leia Lego. I mean, it's just the brand using their brand to pass on a condolence message, like a message of condolence.
I thought Cinnabon could have done it better. I didn't think that, I mean.
Is it worth all of the expressions that people get all worked up about? Maybe not. But I saw nothing wrong with Steve Martin.
I think that's the problem, is when it's a brand that's giving condolences, on one hand it seems nice, but on the other hand I just wonder,
it's blatant marketing.
Yeah.
Well, of course it is.
Yeah, and I have trouble, I just have a problem with using someone's death as marketing to get people to go and buy more Cinnabons.
So will you stay out of Cinnabons forever?
No.
Who goes to Cinnabon?
I've never been to one.
Do you know how wonderful that stuff is? The smells.
God.
It's so terrible.
Yeah, it's
so bad for you.
When I was younger, my dad has to work whenever it snows at the airport, and so they would get coupons for different food that they could get while they were staying there for, you know, a week or however long the snow was going on for. And so every time he came home, he'd bring a 4-pack of Cinnabons for all of us, and it was like the best thing. It was so good. But those things, don't look at the calorie count.
Oh, my God. The sugar in those things. Oof.
So this is an interesting question then on that. Is it ever appropriate for a corporation to comment on someone's passing?
Comment, yes, but I think the shilling is where you draw the line. I mean, yes, and if they had, I just think had they said you'll always be our favorite princess, or if they had said anything else with the artwork along with it in the, you know, with the Cinnabons, I think it would have been fine. But just saying, oh, you had the best buns in the galaxy, I think they just took it too far.
You know what I first thought of when I saw that? You know how her hair was styled? As Leia, she had buns on the side of her head.
Right.
That's the reference, right?
Yeah.
That was not the reference. The reference is to her butt.
No, it's not.
Well,
I guess
Come on. All right, let's get to the sports department here. Biff and Biff are here. Where do we start? They're both NBA stories.
Jen probably knows more about the breakup, right, Jen?
Really?
The Lakers, Knicks.
Yeah. Well, I know what you tell me.
Well, Phil Jackson and Jeannie
Buss.
Yeah,
Bus, okay, so here's the deal.
She was the daughter of the owner, right?
Okay, so Jeannie Buss was the daughter of the owner of the Lakers, and really one of one of the most iconic non-athlete sports figures in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And when her dad passed away, she and her brother took control of the team, although her brother had more of an operating stake in it, and they didn't get along too well, but she always stayed involved with the franchise. And years ago, when Phil Jackson was still coaching the Lakers, they got together, and Jeannie Buss and Phil Jackson had this relationship that was very famous and pretty well reported on, though they tried to maintain some privacy. He went on to become the president of the New York Knicks. She still is in the Lakers, still running the Lakers, of course. They have this long-distance romance, and they made the announcement that they were breaking up. after, and then it was a mutual thing. So my dad immediately comes into me and he goes, okay, so which one of them cheated?
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
so
I don't know. It's hard to say that there was cheating.
Is this part of the NBA that you can't have interests with somebody who's working for another team? Is that part of what the story?
Well, that was one of the. I mean, that was one of the elements to the story. I mean, the NBA got involved with their relationship a few years back, saying it had put restrictions in place to avoid any possible conflicts of interest. Jeannie Buss said she didn't anticipate any problems since she's only involved in the business side of the Lakers and not in the basketball operations side. The last few years, there have been rumors that Phil Jackson was interested in getting out of the contract that he had with the Knicks and returning to the Lakers, but he denied the rumors. Now, I'm sure we won't hear those anymore because they broke up. But
place he wants to be is probably
right.
Again. Yeah.
I just think, you know, long distance relationships are hard for anybody. Mm. You add in celebrity, you add in the grueling schedule that these guys do during their basketball season. I don't know. I mean, I can't imagine this is a huge, huge shock. I mean, they've been on and off since 1999.
Mm.
Wow.
All right.
Engaged since 2012, by the way.
Some of the former NBA players that have hooked up with Ice Cube to start what looks like they have a 3-on-3 pro basketball league. This sort of reminds me of the Harlem Globetrotters. I don't know why I'm thinking that when I look at this, but it's interesting that this would become a thing. This looks like these trying to make a little business out of this. Am I right, Victoria, or not?
Yeah, I think this is a really cool idea. It's an 8-team league. It's going to launch this summer. And Ice Cube basically said, you know, these guys, when they retire from the NBA, because they can't do, like Jennifer just said, that grueling schedule, you know, mm-hmm. 5 games and 4 nights and stuff like that, or 4 games and 5 nights, they can still play, though, and they still have celebrity and they still have value. So to do a 3-on-3 league instead of 5-on-5, I think this is going to be huge. I think this is definitely going to take off. Right now they're talking about televising it, which would be really fun for the fans. And then to imagine some of your former favorite players playing either against each other or on the same team, I think that this is a brilliant idea. Kudos to Ice Cube.
Go to big3.com. Big, B-I-G, 3, as in Notorious B-I-G, big3.com. I'm sure that's only
a
coincidence. I have a great deal. I actually like Ice Cube. I think he's quite a good actor. I think that he takes his life seriously. He's done a lot of good for the community that he lives in. He's just an interesting character, much
yeah.
than anything else. I knew his name, his real name, but I can't remember what it is. Not that it's important. Of course, now he's probably on his birth certificate. It says Ice Cube, male. No doubt. Right?
Possibly.
Yes.
All right. TV news coming up in a moment, including the focus on the worst late night host in television history.
Uh-oh.
That's up next. That's my pejorative, anyway. 43 past the hour.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation varies.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com, use promo code 2020 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 2020.
This report is brought to you by SunPower. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays. So it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist, and I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves, and we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we've put into this plant.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
It's the end-of-year clearance sale at Lumber Liquidators. We'd rather sell it than count it. So every floor and every store is on sale. Get incredible deals on more than 400 varieties of first-quality flooring from just 59 cents a square foot. Beautiful pre-finished hardwood is starting at just $149. Get popular whitewashed bamboo for $179. Save even more on special deals and small lots only at your local store. Plus, special financing. Don't miss these end-of-year deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels.
All right, we have 47 after the hour now. We do, you do, we all do. You say potato, I say potato. Let's call the whole thing off. How do we call this off? We have too much energy invested in DJV, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Here's the story. I say this not necessarily tongue-in-cheekishly. Is that a good adverb? Tongue-in-cheekishly, I say. Jimmy Kimmel is the worst host in the history of late-night television.
Jimmy Kimmel? I thought you liked him and you didn't like Jimmy Fallon.
I don't like either one of them. I don't like any of them. As a matter of fact, I don't like Colbert, whatever his name is. Kimmel, they're all a bunch of has-been. Scratch that. They're a bunch of wannabes. They're all about themselves. Johnny Carson was never about himself. Jay Leno was never about himself. And look at some of the other people that have tried to do this sort of thing. But those are, at least in recent memory, even you go way back to Steve Allen and some of these other people that hosted the early Tonight Show. The stuff was...
Were you a Letterman fan?
True about... I thought Letterman... He was... At the end, he was kind of all about Dave Letterman. But through his career... he's done a lot of stuff for charity that nobody knows about. I have great regard for him. I don't know if I thought he was the best host, but I thought he was not on par with Carson or Leno, but he was pretty close. I'd put it in 1, 2, 3. Carson, Leno, and Letterman. Anyway, but Kimmel is going to host The Bachelor. What is this all about? Who's following The Bachelor?
I'm going to follow The Bachelor. Do you watch The Bachelor, Jen?
I don't. You know who does, though? Our very own Kara Schillen watches The Bachelor.
Yeah. I sure do, and I can't wait for the next season to start on January 2nd.
You can't wait? Starts January 2nd.
I have a love-hate relationship with it, but I am a little excited.
Right. I'm going to start watching this year. I have a little bit of space on my DVR, so I think I'm going to get into The Bachelor again. Right. Every few years, I'll dip myself back in.
What are we doing tonight? What's fun that's good tonight?
All right, tonight on TV, we've got football, got basketball. I'd say something, if you have Amazon, to check out is Gleason. It's the story of the New Orleans Saint defensive back, Steve Gleason, who was diagnosed with ALS at age 34. There's a documentary there. Also, new Project Runway. Tonight's the reunion on Lifetime.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Warren and Victoria Keelan. I was distracted a little bit because Tom Kreitler, by the way, who's normally with us at this time, is he's on a train. Where the heck is he? Someplace that he can't be here with me. A lot of these people that are on the program as experts, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, they have other lives. They have other things. The reason they're experts is because they do other things. And so Tommy the K, who's the host of the is a fabulous show. I can say this to his face or not. There's probably nothing more helpful on the radio than the Money Pit. It really is a great show. He's done a fabulous job with that program, putting it together, promoting it, making it profitable. He's a very smart guy. I have great respect for him and admiration, as you can tell. All the people who are on this program that are experts are my friends, Victoria and Jennifer are my friends. That's why we're all together, because we're friends. We may not all agree. We have different points of view. That's what makes the world go round and makes this important conversation, I hope. And with that in mind, I want to go back to this discussion that we had of Ariana Grande a little earlier, and then the stuff about Steve Martin and what he tweeted, this whole business about social media, Twitter especially, because it gets unruly, it's almost unhealthy. And I think about the situation, people who have manners or don't have manners, should we be thinking about manners when you are engaged in these conversations? It's not, What was that? Somebody fall over?
Nice little earthquake here.
Did you really? Tremor?
That's exciting.
Anyway, so we have a, whether people are oversensitive, even the discussion that we had about the gender. I mean, I'm looking at some of the comments that have come. We were talking earlier about how old a boy, at what age does a boy know he's not a boy or doesn't want to be a boy in that body, that kind of stuff. And then you can go back to Kaepernick, whatever his name is.
Kaepernick.
Him too. It just seems rude. And then you can get to the very basics. There's a new book out called Table Manners, How to Behave in the Modern World and Why Bother. Is it to the, are we so crass? I mean, you can take table manners as an example. I like my fork on the left and my knife and spoon on the right, and I put my napkin in my lap when I sit down at the table. And I don't talk with food in my mouth. I would say, this is going to sound terrible, and I don't mean it to sound terrible. One of the biggest distractions of being in Israel is how sloppy people are there when they eat. Women and men. They talk with food in their mouth. The stuff dribbles out. I'd never been in a society, generally speaking,
that is so gross.
They are just not conscious of how bad. I mean, I had dinner with a woman who was very involved in tourism in Israel, and she was just not well-mannered, I didn't think. Yeah, anyway, so my mother, God love her, taught me or drilled it into me to pay attention to good manners. And I think sometimes it slips away from me, and I have somebody in my life that I love who's very well-mannered and very conscious of it, and so she's happy to remind me that perhaps I ought not to do it this way or that way. And I think there's a certain social consciousness to it. What happens to your, when you act in a way that seems acceptable, that's cool. It's not distracting. When you're vulgar, the vulgarity seems to be now a prize. Whether, again, I'm talking about some of the things that are on social media or just the way we act in general. And I guess the coarseness to a point, even for a guy that was brought up on the farm, doesn't mean you have to be coarse or crude. And there's so much of it. I'm speaking from my heart here. And a couple of seconds for Jennifer and Victoria to relate. I think you both have. I've eaten meals with both of you. I think you have great manners and consciousness about how you look. And I mean, it's all a package together. How do people get to be so crude? This maybe take 3 hours to have this conversation.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's hard to speak on, like, in other countries because different cultures have their own set of rules. But I think here in our culture, like when people are, you know, smacking food or putting their hands all over the table or on their cell phones while they eat or whatever, that becomes, because, I don't know, I think it's a result of people coddling. I know when I was growing up, my grandma taught me how to eat at a table and to focus and to, you know, pay attention and be good company. But I think sometimes we just coddle and go, oh, honey, you can do this, or you can watch TV, and then kids just don't learn table manners.
Yeah. Watching television while you eat, no. Although that's what we do all the time. But, yeah, I mean, the only thing that's acceptable as far as I'm concerned is taking food off somebody else's plate. Other than that...
You do that, that's all.
I do that, but I'm trying to get away from it. Last night I had a few French fries for my son-in-law's plate. That's the last... I haven't stolen anything from other plates for at least 2 weeks.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.